This is Paul Lam, and you're listening to the Path Hunters Podcast, a podcast dedicated to helping you unleash the beast from within so you can fearlessly pursue your own path and passion. Join me on this weekly journey filled with inspiring stories and actionable contents. Become a Path Hunter today. What is going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Path Hunters Podcast here today. It's been crazy. It's been a week, and I'm on a crazy workout program called 75 Hard. It's basically a grind every single day, building mental toughness. It looks like on the surface as like a simple workout program, but it's really not. It's really more in depth than that. It's all about there's five major tasks they have to get finished every single day. And if you don't get any of these single tasks done, you have to start from day one and you just continuously go for 75 days straight. Today I'm on day 43, but what consists of this workout? It's insane. You have to work out twice a day for at least 45 minutes for each workout. One of the workouts has to be a non-negotiable outdoors, rain or shine. It basically signifies that, whatever in life, whatever happens, you still got to get the work done. You got to get out, you got to go. So I was like walking or jogging or whatever it is outside in the snow, in the rain the other day. It was crazy. And I really like it though. I really, really enjoying it. It really does give me a moments of time where I can digress and read and set the tone for the day. I really like that. I don't get too much of that anymore because I'm not living in Toronto. I'm just living back home and such and just kind of don't really have a lot of downtime. My commute back then, when it was 2 hours of traffic of just kind of listening to a podcast and just continuously drive to work, and totally different nowadays. So anyways, that was it. The other one was drink 1 gallon of water, which equates to Canadian kind of metrics, is that about 4 liters, which is a lot every single day. You have to drink that. You have to read 10 pages of a book every single day, take a progress photo, and am I missing anything? So let me see, the book, the photos, the 2 workouts, and then the water. Yeah. And then you have to stick to a clean diet. No cheat meals, no alcohol, no nothing. So today's day 43. I'm more than halfway done. I'm super excited. Like I said, there's about roughly 5 weeks of it left. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling tired. I'm feeling just all these different things. But the thing is, it's more an integrity, mental toughness buildup. There were a couple times where I was up until 4 a.m. I was you know what? That inner voice, that inner bitch voice inside me told me to you know what? Nobody would know. Just kind of just start all over. It's okay. It's not a big deal. And then I was you know what? Fuck this. I really, really want to finish this. I really want to do this because at this point in time, I was hitting a low point in my life where I just not feeling motivated. I was just feeling kind of stuck. I was feeling because of the whole pandemic, all this crazy stuff that's happening. I just really needed something to kind of boost my morale up. And this is what the thing that I really want to jump on. And it's crazy because one of the books that I'm reading, and this whole entire podcast, I really wanted to share with this because we're re-looking at, I'm basically re-looking at the books that I've read during my 20s. Just kind of seeing if I have any new perspective on it. And it's crazy because my little theory worked out. Basically, I was reading a book called The Fastlane Millionaire. I read it during my 20s. It's called Fastlane Millionaire by MJ DeMarco. And it's a really, really good book. I'm diving back into it again one more time now in my 30s. It's crazy. And I have a totally different perspective. There were some parts I just remember reading it when I was younger. It was it didn't really apply to me. It didn't really have, you talked about entrepreneurship, but different types of entrepreneurship, and talks about how growing your network, nest egg, and investing into the real the stock markets and such is actually kind of allowing other controls, external controls, to control your wealth. And it really, really is bringing it to a different perspective from my point of view now, because I'm reading it again. I'm wow, okay. I really like this. I really like this. I really kind of brainstorming of what I can do now. I can actively focus on this, because now I'm at the point where it's build a career. Let's build wealth. It's building everything like that. Because I really enjoyed my time back in my 20s. I really traveled a lot. No regrets or anything like that. Dug myself a little bit of a hole of debt, but that's okay. And then the thing is, now it's at the point that I'm ready to take action. I'm ready to rock and roll. Ready to stay focused. And right now, just taking real estate. I'm going to get my real estate license. I'm really want to dive into that. I'm really excited about that. But on top of it, that should not be my end all be all. I'm just always realizing that I'm consistently, constantly learning, even though it's tougher now because it's just always go, go, go. I'm trying to work, trying to balance my fitness in this whole entire pandemic and all these crazy stuff. And I hope the reason I really want to share you with you guys this story is because this is happening to everybody. Everybody's probably feeling at a low point. They probably lost their jobs. They're probably lost. Just sit down, reset, go for walks, go for a little bike ride, go do something outside and then learn to kind of be present in the moment. I think that's been the reason what's been helping me kind of keeping up that hope, keeping up that feeling, keeping up that with my abilities. As I'm doing my walks in the morning, I'm taking inventory of all the good things and the achievements that I've achieved in my life, right? There's just so many different things, right? So I'm building this reference point of my life so that way I can move forward into new things, new ventures, and not being afraid to try new things and being able to fail at the same time. So a lot of people are really, really afraid to kind of fail. So this is what I've been tackling and dealing with because when I was younger, in my 20s, I would say I was just kind of figuring out what I can do, trying to feel out my skill sets, what can I do, what am I good at, kind of deal. And trust me, it doesn't get any easier now. It's not the case. But the thing is, during my 20s, there was a lot of self-doubt. There's a lot of inner bitch talk, and there's a lot of not a lot of confidence there. And now it's a little bit different. Now it's whatever, I don't give a shit anymore. Now it's kind of moving forward, totally different perspective, right? So now that I don't give a shit, I'm doing references, I'm remembering all the good things in my life and then moving forward and now tackling in a different place. And I love it. Honestly, I love it. And I really wanted to share with you guys with this because it's important to go and remember that because we tend to remember all the negative things in our lives. It's just part of our primal brain. And back in the ancient times, we would remember there would be a saber-toothed tiger over in that cave, so we need to avoid that. And that, so that's why it brings so much impact in such negativity, negative things, the things that every time we fall in relationships, everything about that, right, is memorable for us. But we always forget the good things, the triumphs, the wins, the times that you passed your exam, you got your license, you're making more money in your career, you're doing something, you left home and you're surviving, you're figuring out how to everything work. And not a lot of people take time to go and realize that. Once you think about that and accumulate every single of those wins, you move on forward. And again, being on 75 hard, honestly, you guys should check out that link as well too. I'm going to probably attach the link onto the bio as well too, so that way you guys can see that. But it's really, really dialing down on all this, and I really love it. I'm really focused on it. I really want to crush it. It's one of those things that I'm definitely on the way. Today, like I said, it's day 43. We got 5 more weeks to go on this, and super once you complete every single these tasks, right, it's a win. And I'm seeing all these progression of wins, right? And so once you get that, once you get to that place, then there's nothing can stop you, right? Because you're building that reference point. I really love that. So hope you guys like this little short rant episode. Just wanted to share with you guys my thoughts on that. And then that way, check out that book as well too, guys, The Fastlane Millionaire. I really like that book. I'm going to dive into more of that because of the 75 hard program, you have to read 10 books. I've been crushing books left and right. And so check it out, guys. Hope you guys have a good one, guys. Take care. I hope you guys enjoyed that. Remember to subscribe, share, and review. Thank you for taking the time for listening to this podcast. You can always find me at pathhunters.com. Stay awesome and know that you can become a path hunter today.